Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The earthquake shook strongly for about 20 seconds. Ultimately, 370 people died, over 40 buildings collapsed, and over 6,000 people were injured. But among the rubble, a furry, four-legged hero emerged. Hi everyone, this is Carmen.
And Christina.
And this is Historias Unknown, a podcast where we talk about Latin American history. Sometimes it's horrible and deals with heavy topics like racism, corruption, genocide, things like that. But more than that, it's also about resistance, power, and community. And today it's about dogs.
Dogs. Yeah, we needed something light after the three horrible topics about El Salvador. I remember, though, that in between this episode and the other one, there's the gum episode, which is a little horrible, but not as horrible, I think.
So. Yeah, yeah.
But this is like just a lot lighter, so.
This is just about good boys and girls.
Good puppers.
Good doggos.
Yes.
Good firulais.
Good firulais.
Perrunos.
Chuchos.
Yes. I don't have more.
Oh, who's going first? Yeah, I don't have it.
I can go first because I have two different stories, and I think it sounds like yours is a little bit longer than both of mine.
Maybe.
Milo is here with us today, but he won't show his face.
Milo is our camera today. Podcast dog.
Oh, and now he's leaving me, so he's not here anymore.
Wow.
But he was happy to hear about today's topic.
We're talking about his comrades and he's leaving.
Yeah. Ungrateful.
Yeah. Wow, Milo.
Okay, so the first dog I'm going to talk about is Frida.
Frida.
Yes. So on September 19th, 2017, on the 32nd anniversary of the 1985 Mexico City earthquake, which killed 10,000 people, a devastating earthquake struck Puebla, Morelos, and the greater Mexico City area. So isn't that wild that it happened on the 32nd anniversary?
Yeah, wild. Weren't we in Mexico?
September 9th. No, this was on September. We were in Mexico on October.
Okay, but that year, because I remember that there was a soccer game and the whole game like was so quiet as everyone was singing the anthem because it was like the first game after the first national team after the earthquake in October when we were there.
Oh.
And
I don't
we were all
that.
Crying in the living room, including
really?
Abuelito. Yes.
Wow.
Did I get there? No, we got there at the same time.
We got there at the same time. That time we had you got there 30 minutes after us at the airport and we waited for you and we all left together.
Yeah. So the first game after the earthquake, the first national game after the earthquake happened when we were there and it was emotional in the field because they were doing a little memorial for the earthquake and we were all crying in the living room.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember this at all, but I'm sure it happened.
Some of us were crying more than others, myself included. Well, okay. I cried and mi abuelito was like,
yeah.
No, that's how he
cried.
That's
how he used to cry. Yeah.
Oh, that's how he cried, my bad. Yeah.
I'm going to cry right now.
Sorry.
a little homage to our grandfather. That's coughing.
Yeah.
Okay, so the earthquake struck with a magnitude of 7.1. And in the one in 1985, I think I saw that was 8 point something. And the earthquake shook strongly for about 20 seconds. Ultimately, 370 people died, over 40 buildings collapsed, and over 6,000 people were injured. But among the rubble, a furry, four-legged hero emerged.
Oh my God. I love what you wrote. Among the rubble.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Fila was a yellow Labrador retriever. She was born in 2009 and began her rescue work. Only 8 months later, she finished her training in record time. Usually it takes doggos a year. Yeah.
Wow. Fila. Go girl.
So she began her rescue work after the 2010 earthquake in Haiti, where she found 12 people alive in the rubble.
She traveled.
Yes, she did. She was also right before the earthquake in Puebla / Mexico City, because it originated in Puebla and the worst mm-hmm. damage happened there.
In Puebla?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So before that, I think it was only months before, she assisted in rescue efforts after a landslide in Ecuador. So yeah, she's a...
Wow.
She traveled all over Latin America. Yeah, yeah. So in the wake of the earthquake, Frida and her trainer, and I wrote down his name later, not in this part yet, because I didn't know it yet. And then I forgot to come back and put it in this part. So, Frida and her trainer were deployed with the Mexican Navy's canine unit. Frida became known for her custom made doggy goggles and her little rubber booties.
She is adorable. We will be posting pictures.
And she became a social media star during this time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Frida was shown on national TV as she ran toward the rubble. And on occasions, people gathered and clapped as she moved across Mexico City on the back of military trucks.
Chilling.
Yeah. But, you know, more than a social media star, she became a national icon and a symbol of Mexican resilience in the face of tragedy. Oh, my God.
Tragedy. Yes. Yes,
tragedy. Do you ever just mix up letters like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's
think everyone does.
Probably, right?
Right?
I don't know. Let us know if this isn't normal.
Or is this a learning disorder thing? I don't know. I was never.
Or am I just now learning that I have a learning disorder? I don't know.
Yeah, so she became an icon and a symbol to the Mexican people. Frida went on to continue her career as a rescue dog, where over the course of a decade, she rescued a dozen people and located the bodies of 43 people.
Wow.
Frida retired in 2019 with a ceremony from the Mexican Marines. At her ceremony, Frida was presented with a toy to signify her retirement. Aww. And this is something they do with working dogs like this.
Yeah.
Rescue dogs. Yeah. But it's so cute.
It is.
It's like, okay, you're done working. Enjoy the rest of your life playing.
Yeah, you can play now.
The plaque read, memorable symbols of the strength Mexicans can have when we decide to come together for great causes. Frida, unfortunately, died of natural causes in November 2022 at the age of 13.
Oh, last so recent.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
In her honor, the Navy's main office in Mexico City erected a life-size statue of her with the words, "Your life motivates us to continue giving everything to serve Mexico. Thank you, dear Frida."
Oh, also, this whole time, I thought Frida's name was Sofia.
Hmm. That must be another dog.
No, it's because there was, during this earthquake, there was a little, supposedly a little girl named Sofia. That,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's what I was confusing Sofia and Frida with.
Mm-hmm. And Frida was accompanied by other dogs as well. There was a team of three. What are the dogs that look like German Shepherds, but they're not German Shepherds?
Like a Labrador? No. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No,
I know
it's like
nothing about dog breeds.
Belgian Malinois or something like that, I want to
no
say.
Idea.
And they all their names started with M's. I just I don't remember. I didn't write them down.
Names, were they like a team that worked together or what?
Yeah, it
or
was like, three dogs okay. that worked together with
were
the one
siblings?
Trainer. I don't know if they were siblings. I just know like they were like a team together.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. That's adorable. I wonder why they didn't rise to social media fame like Frida.
I don't know.
It's Frida's goggles and little booties.
Well, these dogs had goggles too and booties.
Oh. Okay.
I don't she know just, then. She just captured the people's hearts.
She did.
So on to the next pupper. On November 27th, 2022, an 84-year-old man named Gregorio Romero, also known as Don Goyo, left his home in Moctezuma, Sonora to go for a walk, but his family became concerned after he failed to come back within a few days. They weren't initially concerned because he used to go out and then he would stop within other like little villages nearby to visit family and friends. So he would come back like after a day or two.
I'm going to go for some coffee. Don't wait.
Yeah. But after 4 days, Don Goyo's niece alerted the authorities about his disappearance and a search party was put together. The National Guard, municipal,
something like that.
The municipal police and the municipal. That sounds wrong.
You should have replaced that. The local.
The local civil protection unit and a trained sniffer dog were all part of the search party. But after a few days, they all failed to locate Don Goyo. And this was when Don Goyo's loyal pet dog, El Palomo.
Oh my God, his dog. Yes. And his dog's name is El Palomo.
Isn't that an amazing name?
Amazing, yes.
Like it sounds so regal.
El Palomo does. Royal, yeah, Palomo.
So this was when El Palomo was brought in as a last resort. So El Palomo sniffed and sniffed everywhere. And he led the search party through hills and ravines until he found Don Goyo, where he had become stranded after wandering aimlessly throughout the desert.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently, Don Goyo sometimes had lapses in his memory, which is what caused him to get lost during his walk.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah. I mean, he was 84, still walking around.
And he was probably so used to like, all right, well, I'm just going to go on this trip.
Older people to lose their independence and realize that they need help.
And reconcile and with help. Like memory loss, like knowing.
Yes, yeah.
So, oh, that's hard. But oh my God, I am amazed at El Palomo.
I know. Don Goyo was weak and dehydrated after spending almost a week lost in the desert. So he spent 2 days in the hospital recovering, where El Palomo spent the time waiting for Don Goyo at the hospital door.
Oh.
And I mean, he recovered and that was all the information I could find. And let's just hope that Don Goyo stopped going out alone after this incident. But if not,
hopefully,
El Palomo is always there to find him.
Was there pictures of El Palomo?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I linked the articles in our notes or in our list of research topics. And there also have pictures of Frida.
Well, I followed Frida, so I know what Frida looks like.
You know, Captain America tweeted her.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Chris Evans, I mean.
Chris Evans, yeah, Captain America.
Captain America's ass, America's ass tweeted her. Yeah, when she was, you know, rescuing and stuff, he tweeted a picture of her and he said, "We don't deserve dogs." And it's true.
Oh, I know. They're so precious. My dog is called Sitla. He's a boy. So, before talking about Sitla, I have to talk about Sitla's home. So, El Pico de Orizaba is also known as Sitlatepet. This is the highest mountain.
I recognize that name. Mm-hmm. Have you talked about it in Spooky Tales before? No.
Yes, we've talked about Sitlatepet's sister volcano, Popocatepet.
Oh, yes, yes.
They face each other, though, so they're in the same region. So this is the highest mountain in Mexico. It's the third highest in North America, and it's also an inactive stratovolcano. So it just means it's a cone-shaped volcano that was built by many layers of hardened lava and another word that I forgot. So
science.
It's, yeah, science stuff.
Did you have to take earth science at MJC?
No, the only earth science I've taken was in high school with that teacher that we were horrible to.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Whatever your name was. Diaz?
I don't even remember. Diaz! It was Mr. Diaz, yeah.
We were horrible teenagers going through a lot.
Yeah, I was like extra terrible in that class. I don't know why.
Everyone was. It's because we all like, we sensed his
brookiness. Insecurities, yeah.
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 Hilarious. What was I going to say, though?
But we did learn about volcanoes in that class.
Well, I had to take an earth science class at MGC. It was the hardest thing of my life, but not as hard as stats, but still. I'm not good
chemistry,
at
chemistry by far the worst
I never took chemistry. I changed
programs because I looked at chemistry and it looked like another language that I just could not comprehend.
There's a reason that I was a psych major. And why the hell did I have to take earth science? Why?
Just math is like, I just don't. So, yes, back to volcanoes. El Pico de Orizaba is located between Veracruz and Puebla.
Puebla.
Yeah, you talked about Puebla too. So Pico de Orizaba attracts hundreds of daring mountain climbers every year. Climbers of all levels. So naturally, accidents are bound to happen and people will get lost. And when mountain climbers find themselves in times of trouble, one very good puppers is ready for a rescue mission. A real life Paw Patrol, if you will. Who's also not a sellout or not a not a cop. So Sitla was not an official rescue dog, but Sitla rescued hundreds of climbers over the span of like 7-ish years.
Wow.
Sitla was a medium-sized black and gray dog. I don't know the breed. I think Sitla was like
a mixed breed,
yeah. They say that his mom and her pups lived near the mountain, and one day she was hit by a bus, and the other, so she passed away, and the other dogs were all rescued and like spread out, you know, except for one dog who refused to go with anyone. He would just run away, and instead he like ran off into the woods, and he lived in this area, and he refused to be like adopted by anyone, basically. Mm-hmm. This was Sitla.
He wanted to stay there.
Yeah. After a couple of years that this happened, people climbing the mountain began reporting a dog that would just show up out of nowhere and would follow them, would hang out in the mountaintop. steal their food. And this dog showed up when people thought they were lost. He just happened, like, one climber is like, we were like starting to lose hope that we were like going the wrong way when we saw a dog. And we were like, why is there a dog here? And and then the dog was like barking at them until they followed this dog.
I mean, they're so smart.
They are. And Sitla would also show up and like lead people down trails. Like, he just, he knew this area very well. And people started calling him Sitla after Sitla Tepet because this was his home. Yeah.
I didn't even put two and two together. Wow.
And he also became known as the guardian angel of the mountain.
I mean, yeah.
And yeah, he would show up in people's pictures. He would steal their food. But he was also known to hunt rabbits and coyotes in the area. And in 2015, Sitla made headlines, thus making his mark in Mexican history. So someone was climbing the mountaintop and got like not lost. He had an accident. He like slipped down to like an area he was not supposed to be in, basically. Mm-hmm. And you know, Sitla helped find this person. But also when this person fell, they looked and like saw a hand sticking out of the snow, a mummified hand and a head. And it was believed that this was climbers that had gotten lost in 1959.
Oh, wow.
So because he saw them, then they mounted a search party to go looking for the corpses. And Sitla was part of the team that was gathered to look for them. So, yeah, in 1959.
I was going to say, I want to know how they got this dog who didn't even want to leave the mountain, like how they got him to cooperate or, you know, to like find, because he's not like officially trained.
As long as he was in the mountain, he followed people up and down the mountain. Okay. He just didn't refuse to leave the mountain area.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So he was used to these temperatures, like this was his home. Yeah. So he, as long as he was, could be there and followed people back and forth.
That is wild. I hadn't thought about, like, obviously it's snowing and this dog is just like chilling over there.
Yeah. So as long as he could stay in this area, he followed people and helped with search efforts all the time.
He was a volunteer.
Basically. He was a volunteer. In 1959, a group of seven climbers ventured into the Orizaba Mountain. And during their expedition, there was an avalanche and four climbers survived and three went missing. They were never found, at least not until 2015 when the climber slipped and saw the mummified head and hand. So the team was assembled, including Citla. And over the course of three different trips, they found the bodies. One of the missing three was found by himself, and then the other two were found nearby, clinging to each other.
Oh, how
my terrifying,
God.
Honestly. Like,
it makes me think of the the Russian hikers or whatever they were, climbers.
There will never be another like best episode covering that, aside from You're Wrong About. Like,
oh yeah, no.
Yeah, no. We considered doing it on a Spooky Tales as like a missing mysterious thing, and then when we were throwing topics around, the You're Wrong About episode came out, and I was we can't cover this now. No. There will never be anything better than this.
Yeah.
One of the original four survivors, his name was Luis Espinosa. He was 78 in 2015 when this was all happening. He identified all the bodies as his former friends, because he was part of the missing people. Yeah. And some of their clothes were still, I mean, snow preserved the bodies, basically. So, yeah, Citla was part of this team. Citla loved being in the spotlight. He loved the extra attention, as most dogs do. But it was unknown at the time that this would be Citla's last adventure, big expedition. Shortly after, Citla lost his vision.
Oh,
yeah. Poor dog. And so, and then he was taken in by once he was lost his vision, the adventures into the snow, into the mountain, it was too dangerous for him. Mm-hmm. So a man named Hilario Aguilar, an avid climber who knew Citla well, they knew each other.
One could imagine, times he's been there, he like got to know the dog and the dog got to know him.
Yeah. So he took him in and he took care of him during that time. And then Citla was diagnosed with liver cancer. So in 2017, he passed away. He was buried at the foot of the mountain.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful. Precious. I read this and almost cried.
And that was his home.
It was his home. Yeah, he refused to leave this area when his siblings were all adopted out.
He's I'm staying.
I'm staying, yeah. And so yellow flowers were placed on his grave along with his snow goggles. He had a pair of snow goggles he wore all the time.
Precious.
And his favorite toys and pieces of roasted chicken, his favorite food. Hikers wanted to build a memorial for Citla at his graveside, but this was struck down by the National Commission of Protected Areas
due to
ecological safety. Yeah, but his gravesite is still there. It's like a pile of rocks on top of it, so that it's like this is where it's at, and there's like little stuff, knickknacks there. Monument or not, Citla will always be remembered as a good boy, and his Facebook page is very active.
Oh,
Hilario Aguilar still reshares pictures, old memories, like whenever the memories show up, he reshares them. Like, and then he also shares pictures of Frida.
Oh,
here, and then it's written. You know how people make pages for their pets and write it in their perspective of the dog.
Yeah,
which some people are like, that's cringe. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna follow these pages.
Sometimes it's weird, but for like dogs like these that are actually, they're not just at home, you know? My mom fed me this today. Like,
you're not these special. Dogs, I get it.
All dogs are special, but these dogs actually
are extra special. Okay.
Yes.
He'll reshare the pictures and it'll be like, my friend Frida did this on this day. Oh, this was when Hilario took me to blah, blah, blah.
That
or,
is precious.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, it's just full of pictures of him. So still active. Yeah. There's like, I forgot how many people have liked the page. A lot. But yeah, that was Citla. Precious dogs.
Yes. Amazing. They make our lives better.
They really do. Although half the time I have to yell at Kobe to stop trying to take food. like Sammy dropped a little piece of something and I picked it up and Kobe's like trying to grab it and I was like, bitch.
Milo only eats the food that he likes. Well, I see all dogs do, but he doesn't like run to food when it falls. He like goes and smells it.
Kobe runs to it, but then if he doesn't like it, he leaves it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, a short episode because we wanted to talk about historic dogs.
Something light. Even though we did talk about the earthquake.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Missing people.
There's something uplifting in here. Yes. The dogs themselves.
While I was doing research, I read about a dog in Brazil who became a salesman.
At a car
dealership, a salesperson.
Oh my God, I love it.
Like, I guess he would always hang out in front of this car dealership. And then the manager basically just took the dog in and he became like the official greeter of everybody.
I love it.
And there's a picture of the dog at the desk, like with his little paw, like if he's saying hi to people. And I seen videos of this other dog in, I forgot what Asian country it was, where he, oh, it's probably Japan, because the Shiba Inus are like,
oh my
there.
God, I know what dog you're
yeah,
talking about.
The one yeah. that's at the little like store. It's like more like a stand.
Yes.
Yeah, that dog.
Selling like, I don't know, is it ice cream?
I don't remember what he's selling, but he like even takes the people's money and stuff.
Yes. I've seen it. This was a much needed break from our usual topics, so.
Yeah. I love when we talk about dogs because I always, because I mean, I cry all the time when we're talking about stuff, but these are like happy, warm, felt tears.
Yeah. So yeah, I hope that this brought some joy to everyone as much as it did to us.
Yes, yes.
Thanks for everyone that listens.
I was going to say, we'll be back next week with our regular heavy programming.
But yeah, with our regular heavy programming, seriously. How do we end these? I never remember.
Well, just thank you for listening.
Yes.
If you are enjoying us so far, please leave us a rating, a 5-star rating.
Only 5 stars.
Yeah.
If you're gonna leave less than that, then just don't.
Recommend us to your friends.
Yeah, and we do take suggestions if anyone has any. I keep forgetting.
No one ever suggests anything.
Yeah, no one suggests. We have a list of topics that we are going to cover. But yeah, if you want to add anything to that, let us know. We will do it. As long as it like has to do with Latin America.
Yeah, like Latin American history. Something you wish you had learned about maybe.
Yeah. And yeah, you can fill out a little contact form in the show notes. It's like on our website. Also, if you just go to historiasunknown.com, there's a little thing that says contact us. So
you can also DM us on Instagram.
Yes, that is also an option. But yeah, thanks for listening, and we will catch everyone next time. Bye.
Bye.